Hi, I'm Levi.
Hi, I'm Amy.
And we used to be fun. You're so angry. Like, just have...
Hi. Welcome back to the We Used to Be Fun podcast. Boy, has it been a long time, Mr. Levi.
Yes, it has, my dear Amy.
Tonight we have Buddy joining us for the We Used to Be Fun podcast.
So did you have to look back at the sign that Janie made us before you started to remember the name of the podcast?
Yes, I did.
I thought so.
It's been a while.
How long has it been?
No idea.
I want to say 2 years.
Sure.
What? Has anything happened in 2 years?
Probably not that much that's noteworthy. I mean, we got a dog. But I guess we got a dog because our other dog died, which is sad.
Way to start it back up again.
But Buddy's very sweet. He's silly. And you'll probably hear his little toenails click on the floor the whole time.
And if you hear, moof, moof, moof. Hi, bud. You want to say hi? Say hi to the microphone. Oh, he's also very afraid of everything. So, there's that. We can just jump right into our game because I don't know that we planned any updates. Are there any updates? The kids are now 7 and almost 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They're in 2nd and 3rd grade. They're doing cheerleading. Nora did volleyball last year. Softball last year. Kyla's doing dance. They should get back into swimming.
Kyla did cheer also.
I think I said that. They both did. I think they both did cheer.
Oh. Yeah, they're still in Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts. Keep them busy, but not too busy.
Always have fun stories after riding the bus about things they've learned from people that they shouldn't have.
They do. They learn a lot of... air quote, interesting things from their friends on the bus.
But I sincerely appreciate, normally they share it with us so that we have something to talk about, and I like those conversations. Some of them come home with really hard topics to talk about, but I still appreciate it.
What's an example of that?
Abortion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kyla was asking what the results of the election were. She was into hearing about the election because she knew that was... one of the issues in the most recent election last few weeks ago. What else?
I mean, she asked me kind of regularly where babies come from. And I've said parts of it and explained parts of it, but we haven't gone in full detail yet.
Nora came home one day learning about her, what was it? Private square? Whatever it was called.
It's a private space? Is that what she
No, it's something about a square. Yeah. I swear it was.
I don't know.
Because it wasn't even triangle, which would have made more sense, seemingly.
One day she came home asking about twerking.
Oh, yeah. Mommy had to show him how it was done.
That's hilarious. I just kind of did a little shake and did not. Partially because I can't do it. Secondly, because I didn't think it was worth getting into that detail.
Can't quite make it clap.
No. No. I wish I could, though.
You and me both.
Yeah. Great.
Anything else going on? Updates? How's work?
It's fine. Nothing really new there.
Well, we're currently on Thanksgiving break. Who knows when this episode will actually air to all of our many listeners. So if either of you hear this, please let us know.
I know. Once this goes viral, I just know the money is going to be rolling in for these new endorsements that we're going to probably have after we announce some of the different things that we're enjoying this evening. So I just want you to know that we'll all stay grounded once that happens.
Larceny bourbon. A smooth bourbon found only in the Midwest. It's quite good. Actually, my father purchased this for me.
Hey, Daddy. Ooh, thank he's you. On a...
Don't say that about my father. That sounds so weird.
What?
Yay, Daddy.
I don't know why they mean to say that. I was actually talking about you.
Okay, good. Nice save. What are you having?
I thought there were details about this, so I was going to be able to share something helpful. It is 14 Hands Winery Unicorn Rosé Bubbles. That's all I've got. It tastes really good. And I get these.
12% alcohol.
And I get these for camping trips because they're cans. And then I don't have to drink a whole bottle because if I do, then it's bad time.
So said you drink 2 or 3 cans.
No. I won't. I'll try not to. Well, how's your work?
My work's good. I've got lots going on. Lots of responsibility. People working with me now.
Seems
probably
like
a pretty significant change over the past couple of years than before.
Oh, since we did our last podcast, Levi graduated with his PhD.
Oh, yeah. I did do that. That was this earlier this spring.
It was very uneventful. You've gotten lots of promotions, and you get awards or award promotions. Nominations. You haven't the amount of time that this has been since we've recorded anything.
But it's just all a continuum. It's not really much of a promotion. It's just...
You get more money,
more responsibility, and somewhat more
and that's
money.
A promotion.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If you get more responsibility and more money, what would you call that? You said it's a continuum, but it's literally.
But like a promotion, I think of it like you went from this position as like say engineer to engineering manager to.
I guess. Well, they should have
CEO
changed your title,
or whatever.
I suppose.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. It's all continuing with the same job title.
Do you think your job title may change in the near future?
Nope.
Why?
Because it won't.
Why?
Unless I apply to another job.
Well, will you consider doing that?
I don't want to. I really like my job.
Will you keep getting more money in that job?
If I keep doing what I'm doing at the level I'm doing it, which is off the chart.
Okay.
Hey, before we play our game, I need to go grab like a whiteboard or something like that to do that on. Do you want to tell our listeners about our recent games of Monopoly? We've been playing Monopoly.
And I can wrap this up in about 3 minutes. Not three minutes, three seconds.
Take 2 minutes so I can have time to go grab it. So, the kids have been playing a lot of games. One of those games is...
They got Buckopoly out. So, it's just the Monopoly, but it's the Ohio State version. And we played this several times now. And just about, I think, every time that we've taken this on, Levi wins. And it's because he puts, like, the most amount on each of his properties and just takes us all out one by one. And he's very proud of himself about it. And for the other three of us who, like, want to be kind of nice and not take each other out, it's really hard. Although I know that's the way the game's supposed to be played, it feels like we just want to take it easy and have a not so harsh, high amount of money that we will have to pay if we land on certain properties. But it's been fun. It's definitely been a learning experience, and we have all learned that we don't want to play with Daddy.
So, I mean, I'm curious to hear what you said, but... I'm guessing it was something like Daddy plays to win at all costs and nobody likes that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. I can't find another whiteboard, so I need to find another one.
The kids had one somewhere.
Sure, but where's any other shit?
I mean, you could just get a piece of paper. So in the time that we've passed since our last podcast, we've also been to on several different trips. Gosh, I don't even know how many. We went to, let me think, the last time we went to North Carolina, and we went to the Outer Banks, and we went to Corolla Island, where all the little, not all the, but where the wild horses are. It was awesome. And we went to Virginia Beach on that trip. And then on just different trips, we've been to the Smoky Mountains. And we've been to Michigan. We went up to Petoskey. And we went to Mackinac Island. And we went to Tawas in Michigan. And just recently, we took a little weekend at Hocking Hills at the Lodge. All been great vacations, all very different, but it's been a good time.
All right, well, yeah, so those games were fun. I'm not sure how much more I'm going to be allowed to play the old Bacopoly, but honestly, I think that they actually did honestly learn a lot about playing that game and life a little bit. Because the first time they played, for one, we did like the real rules where there's like bidding and auctions and all that sort of stuff. And that didn't go well because they just wanted one thing, so they wouldn't bid on anything. So it was just Amy and I bidding, and therefore they didn't end up with very many properties. So the second time we played, we didn't do auctioning. And instead, the second time we played it without bidding rules, and it was just like you bought it or you didn't. But you could sell it to someone else if you bought it. And so they still didn't want to like buy anything, but like essentially Boardwalk and Park Place with the Bacopoly version. And then like I was buying stuff and eventually I got things and could put hotels on and worked out well. But I honestly think they learned a lot about that. So I think if we play again, they'll do better. But I don't know if I'll be allowed to play. Next topic. The other thing lately has been Amy a crossword puzzle book. We've been having a good time playing that together.
Like we said, we used to be fun.
I mean, it's more fun than just both of us looking at our phones and not engaging at all with each other.
I suppose.
So we can probably call it there and jump into our game.
Let's go.
So let's jump to a commercial break from our sponsors, who are
14 Hands Winery, Unicorn Rosé Bubbles. It's better than you could guess.
Why do you think they call it 14 Hands?
Oh, because I bet it's related to horses, or in this case, unicorns, because they have a picture of a unicorn on the front.
How tall is your horse?
Probably 14.3.
It seems like the horn would make it taller for a unicorn.
But you measure horses at their withers.
Oh, yes. From their nethers to their withers?
Just their withers.
Oh. I don't know what that is.
It's like their neck, and then there's a little hump where their backbone like starts, and it's right at that tip right there.
So ears and horns wouldn't affect anything?
Nope.
Huh. Well, there you have it, folks. 14 Hands Brewery, winery, teaching us all about horse culture. And we're back. If you hear any background noise, it's either the dog groaning. It sounds like Nora's still awake reading books in her room, which we didn't mention anything about that. They love reading, which is amazing. They are super readers. The only downside, potentially, and it's not even really a downside, is they only really want to do it in their bed at nighttime and not really at all during the day. Because I wouldn't mind reading some too, but they don't ever want to just like have a reading time break. But again, that's not something to complain too much about.
Yeah, it just keeps them up a little late sometimes, but that's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, they're on Thanksgiving break, so they can be up late. Not that big a deal. So we were going to play a newlywed game.
Though very not newlywed.
The oldie-wed game.
There we go.
And so all randomly found from, I don't know, Parade magazine or I don't know what it is, 250 newlywed game questions, and I don't think we'll get through all of them.
Dang, I hope not.
We'll try and pick out some good ones to read, and I think when I ask the question, we both think of an answer, write it down, and I don't know, take turns going first. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Our first question is, who what your spouse say is the better catch. So who I think you would say is the better catch, and you say who I think would say is the better catch. All right, Amy, what do you say?
I would say Levi is the better catch.
Why do you say that?
Because you're hugely successful.
No, you're saying what you think I would say.
Oh, because you're hugely successful, you make lots of money, you're really intelligent, you get everything right, you win every game, and you do everything right as far as parenting based on everything you
easy,
say.
Easy. I don't understand why you think I would say that, though. You think I would think I'm the better catch?
Yeah.
Well, I also wrote me, but I wrote it from your point of view because you think I'm amazing.
All right. So I don't understand how we do this. So we got it both correct?
It's not a scoring system. It's just a discussion. Next question. Good job to us. I guess we both perceive that the other would perceive me as the better catch. I feel like that's misguided. All right. Second question is, your spouse has the day off in an empty house. How does your spouse spend the day?
But can it be more than one thing?
Just however, whatever you want to write. Wait, we shouldn't just answer it. We should, like, guess what you wrote, right? We forgot that part on the last one.
What? Oh, yeah.
Supposed to guess what you wrote.
Wait, so I'm guessing what you would be doing?
Your spouse has the day off.
Okay.
In an empty house. How does your spouse spend the day? So I would be writing it how I think you'll spend the day. You write it how you think I would spend the day.
I know how you'll write it. Are you done?
I'm thinking how I would think you would spend the day.
Okay.
Right, so no, before you can't just start writing or saying. So now we're both done.
So confusing.
No, so now you can guess what I wrote that I think you would do.
You think I would watch TV?
I wrote three things.
I would watch TV.
That was one.
Clean and drink.
Clean is two. I did not say drink, though. That's a good guess. No, I put working out also. Okay. Actually, that was the first one I wrote.
That's pretty positive.
Yeah. Working out, watching TV, and cleaning. I have to guess what you wrote.
Oh, yeah.
So what you think I would do on a day off. 3D print stuff.
Sleep in. I only wrote one thing.
Oh. Sleep in.
No, I wrote working on your computer. Which would include...
On my day off, I would work on my
computer. 3D printing, your extra side hustle, like all that
stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I would do that, but hopefully wouldn't all only do that.
Sorry. I didn't realize we were trying to encompass the whole day.
We don't get many days off with an empty house, so you gotta make up the most of it.
I was actually thinking if no one was around, I would probably go somewhere else. Because I would have, like, no one with me. That's true.
But it was not, it didn't say you an empty house.
But if I was here by myself and it was like an expectation I was going to stay around, I probably would like do those, similar to those three things.
Okay. Question number three. Who is handier? Let's just skip this one.
Yeah. The answer is Levi.
All right. Question number four. Your spouse takes your hand and pulls you to the dance floor. They say that the DJ is playing your song. What song is it?
I mean, I feel like that's part of the song to that Luke Bryan, like part of the words to that Luke Bryan song. Not saying that's my song. Okay.
Oh, so, what is the song called? We don't want to get demonetized or anything, but.
It's Play It Again.
Play It Again, Play It Again. Yeah, I do remember that.
So is this like my favorite song? Because
there's the line that's like,
is this like the song that we would dance to?
This is my song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I'm just reading you the question.
I know, but how are you going to respond to it?
Here's the question. Specifically for you to make it easier. I take your hand and pull you to the dance floor. I say the DJ is playing your song. What song is it? I thought about this more as like, You can answer it differently. You can answer it differently. It's okay.
Then I'm going to write
down. I would have said Finger 11's one thing.
Okay.
You forgot to guess what I was going to say. So if I am taking your
hand. I thought you were guessing what I was saying.
So confusing. So your spouse takes your hand and pulls you to the dance floor. You're saying what I would say your song is.
Yes. My song. Not
your
song
is a U2 song.
I thought about it, but I think
a Coldplay song. Mm-hmm. It is called Yellow.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down first. But I also thought if it was our song, I would obviously say one thing.
So if it's a song that was for me, let me rethink my answer for a second. Okay. And then you can guess what my answer is.
Do you need a minute or two? Like enough time for me to get to the...
Sure. Grab me a beer too if you're going in there. Please. So I've had a chance to rethink my answer to my song. So you can think, guess what my song would be that you would say. It's
so confusing. Is it a Beatles song?
It's not, but it could have been. It's not what I thought of.
Can you give me the genre? Because with you, it's not a straightforward...
Classic rock?
Cashmere.
Cashmere. Good job.
Okay.
Bye.
Led Zeppelin.
Well done. It is one of my faves. I don't know. It could have been a different answer depending on the day. All right. Well done. Good work, team. I feel like we know each other pretty well, actually. I think we ought to stay the course.
That's encouraging.
All right. So now we've got a new sponsor for this next segment. New Belgium. It's a Voodoo Ranger IPA.
Yeah.
New Belgium. Much better than Old Belgium.
Mine's called Haze Glare.
So we'll move on to the next question, which is, what is the weirdest birthday gift your spouse has ever given you? The weirdest birthday gift that you... Wait, would you answer that I have given you or that you have given me? I think that I have given you.
Right. And then I'll...
So I would answer as what you have given me. I don't think you've given me any weird birthday gift.
I haven't.
I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to write. Okay, I've got an answer. I have not looked at yours. Why don't you go with me first this time? I'm going with you first. So what do you think the weirdest gift you've ever given me is? I could have come up with something great. I'll just give you a warning. I'd come up with something that, like, we didn't keep.
Was that like a beer brewing kit or something? Or
no, I think you did give me that, and I did use that quite a bit. But that was back in the day.
Something else that was... More time. I don't remember.
I wrote that robotic BB-8.
Mm.
And it's not that I didn't like it. It's just I knew how much it cost, and I didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
To warrant spending that kind of money on it. That is not a great answer. The weirdest thing that I have ever given you, a vacuum?
Yeah. Yes, that was definitely what was on my list.
Well, I don't even think that's, I mean, I knew that's what you were going to say, but I think that was a great gift. You still have that vacuum, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, I use it all the time. It was amazing, but Dyson. It was the implicate, or what we were trying to... It was just like a weird message you were trying to send.
I just thought it was something that you really wanted and really, really like and wouldn't normally spend that kind of money on. I thought it was a great gift, personally, but I guess it's weird. All right, next question. Number 6. What is one thing that your spouse has that you'd love to get rid of? So something that I would love for you to get rid of, and you write something you'd love for me to get rid of. Okay, who wants to go first? Again, the question was, one thing that your spouse has that you'd love to get rid of. So, I think you went first last time, so I'll go first this time. So, I think you would want me to get rid of, I don't know, probably 3D printers.
I don't care about 3D printers. They're all in your office. It doesn't matter to me that much that you have them. If I could pick anything, it would be to get rid of some of the stuff that we have on the counter in the kitchen.
Such as?
Like, we have the plants, which I like the plants, but, like, the gigantic coffee machine, which I like
coffee. We use the coffee maker every day.
But then
day.
We have this giant, I like the content, the thing, but it's, like, huge. It's just a lot. There's a lot on our counters in the kitchen. I would love to do away with some of it.
That's fine, but I don't think any of those are mine. I mean, the plant thing, I mean, so the plant thing she's talking about is a... aeroponic garden thing that we use to grow.
I know, and I like it. So it's like herbs. Hard to, but it's just all this stuff is just sitting on our counters.
And the coffee maker we both use on a daily basis.
I know. Like I said, this is nitpicky. It's never not something I think of on a regular basis, but if I had to think of something.
And the other thing was something that I made for you out of.
Oh, shibushi. Okay, next.
If you don't like it,
I liked it. It's just huge.
Well, that was the intent. So you get a whole lot of stuff. Sorry. All right. So what do you think I said for you? What things do you think I would want you to get rid of?
Oh, my shit. My mail.
Your mail? You think that's the big thing I want you to get rid of is your mail?
I have no idea what you would want me to get rid of. I honestly don't know.
Like, I had a couple things.
All right, speak out.
The first is, this is kind of a little bit not realistic, but I put phone, but I realize you can't get rid of your phone, but kind of like get rid of that phone.
Why do you want me to get rid of this phone?
I just want you to have like a flip phone, something you can call and text if you need to. I feel like it would be better for you.
You're such a control freak. That's the dumbest shit thing I've ever heard.
I know it sounds like that.
Yeah, it is.
I think it'd be...
Whatever. With the exception of Wordle and that game thing, when I'm around the family, I turn it off. If I'm cleaning, I turn it on.
We don't need to go into any of that. Did I just answer the question? The other thing was all of your skincare and beauty products.
Oh, that shit's not going anywhere.
I know, but I would love it if you didn't want to do all that. But I was just answering the question.
I mean, I could just get injections.
Like what kind of injections are we talking?
Not happy ones. I don't think your responses are that funny yet. This was supposed to be a funny game.
It's funny and it's just informative. See how well we know each other.
Apparently not very well.
So I feel like we're getting into the habit of like guessing what the other person... I don't know. These questions, the way I'm reading them is not quite right. Next question. What is your spouse's guilty pleasure? So this would be what I think your guilty pleasure and vice versa. Do I have any guilty... I'm trying to think already for me, like guilty pleasures. I don't feel that guilty for most things. So what would be my guilty pleasure? I mean, there are some food things that are probably a little bit of a guilty pleasure. I really like nachos. Speaking of which, I'm probably going to make some nachos here in a little bit. So for me, I would think you would write naps. I feel guilty about naps a lot. What did you write?
Well, just based on how much shit you give me for watching television, I figured yours would be late night shows, like SNL or talk shows that you seem to watch a lot of. But for some reason...
I honestly don't really watch hardly that at all.
Okay.
I mean, we watch SNL. I think we watched 20 minutes of an episode like a week ago. And other than that, we haven't watched them in 2 months.
You watch them. I don't watch them.
I haven't watched any in a long time.
You watched the last one by yourself.
I'm like 6 months behind. That may be true. But that one, I think, is 6 or 8 months old, at least. Okay. What about you? What do you think I said about you?
Probably my TV shows.
I put shit TV. Yep. But that's my opinion.
No shit, Sherlock.
Do you find that a guilty pleasure of yours?
I used to feel guilty about it. And then, like, once you started getting on my case about it, I felt less guilty because that was, like, bullshit that I'm not allowed to come enjoy some television when I want to.
I think it's really good to just sit and relax, watch TV for a little bit. That's good. Next
what
question.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Next question. What was your worst date? And I think my memory's not good enough to go beyond that many years, so I'm going to limit my answer to with us. But you're welcome to extend that, but I don't have any knowledge of prior daters.
We're just focusing on us.
You can just say whatever you want. What was your worst date? I think it should be our worst date.
I don't remember any of our dates. It's been a billion years since we went on a date.
Do you have something? If not, don't spend too much time on this
one. I don't have one.
I just remember a few years ago. We tried going on a date once, and we went to a restaurant in the area. I can't remember the name, but it doesn't matter. It was down south of here, maybe. And we just, like, fought the whole time, and it was miserable. And we, like, paid a babysitter a whole bunch of money to come over. All right.
Yeah.
Next question.
That sucked.
Yeah. When did you realize that your spouse... was the one.
Oh, God.
This is an interesting answer. I'm going to let you go first, because I have no clue what you're going to say.
So I'm guessing what you're saying?
I guess we're both guessing. Well, we're both guessing the same answer. This one's different than some of the other ones. When did you realize your spouse was the one? Just guess what I wrote.
When you decided to buy a ring?
No. I put when she pooped in our hotel in New York.
That is a weird answer.
It's kind of supposed to be a little bit funny, but it's kind of a little bit true, too. That was the first time you were comfortable enough around me that you could... And it's not... So, Just to, for context for the listeners, he didn't poop in the room. She pooped in the bathroom in our hotel room.
This says a lot about my digestive system.
No, it's not. Everybody poops. There's books about that. But you were comfortable enough to poop in the bathroom that we were both staying in that hotel room when we went to New York when we were dating. You remember that?
Yes. I remember I had a stomachache and I was in the bathroom and we were in this tiny room. And
yeah, it was a tiny little Manhattan bed or a hotel room.
Unfortunately, I think I had some stomach issues that evening, and I was going in this tiny little room that was connected to the room. There was nothing else. It was bathroom room. It was like bathroom bed. That's it.
Yeah, there wasn't much there.
Yeah.
But you hadn't done that type of thing before. You were,
Just remember on the way there, I was like so attentive to you. Like, oh, I will do anything you want. I love love. Love is wonderful. Everything is happy.
What do you mean? Like on the way to New York?
Yeah. Well, probably on the way home too.
Yeah. When we got back, it snowed a whole bunch here, remember? And we had to like truck through the snow.
I don't remember that part.
Like all the way to your place of residence, there was 1.5 feet of snow. And no one had plowed their road at all. And our 3/4-ton diesel truck, or at the time it was mine,
yeah,
was able to get you home on time. Remember those feelings?
Yeah. It was a strange world back then.
All right, so now I'm supposed to guess what you wrote for me as to...
Can I be honest that I really don't remember... Like, exactly the moment.
So when do you think I thought you were the one? Or when did you think you thought you were the one? When did I think that I thought you were the... That you thought you were... Such a convoluted series of questions.
Yeah. Wait,
I took you to a conference?
No, it's when I thought. When I thought... What?
Say it again.
What is it? Where's the question?
Based on your answer, how did you
realize your spouse was the one? Oh. I put down when you proposed, though I know it was probably before that.
Yeah. I would say I was pretty sure before I purchased the ring. Good times. Next question.
What is that?
Where did your first kiss happen?
I don't know.
I'm not even sure if this is right.
I'm not sure if this is right either.
If we both have the same answer, then I think that confirms. You go first. Where do you think, I think, our first kiss happened?
I'm wavering between two places. I wrote down your apartment. But okay. I feel like we went to a bar, and it may have happened there.
Okay.
What did you write down?
I wrote... In a parking lot after a ski club party.
I don't think we kissed that night.
I thought we did, like, later. Much later. But I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
Okay, I believe you. I don't know.
Honestly, I don't remember. That's crazy.
I feel like there was the party. And we didn't during the party. But then afterwards, I feel like we went to, like, Waffle House with someone else or something. Some other people. And then, like, in a parking lot, we started making out or something.
I don't think so. I like to think I didn't make out in a Waffle House parking lot. Just gotta go with it. That didn't happen.
All right. It said it was in my dirty apartment. All right. Fair enough.
I feel like I don't remember totally, honestly. I remember coming over there.
Well, that's probably pretty indicative of the first few dates.
Our first date.
Don't remember.
Like, I came over there in the middle of... I don't know. I don't remember at all.
Next one, I don't know what we need to do. Who spends more time in the shower?
That's a dumb question. Let's just skip that one.
Obviously, that's an Amy wins. Congratulations on that. Your spouse... Ask you to get fast food for dinner, where do you stop? So, if I ask you to get fast food for dinner, where do you stop? And when you, and all right, when you ask me, you're so, it's such a fluctuating thing with you.
So what is it with you?
I don't care, ever.
Shut your freaking face. Like, The other night, I said something about going to Chick-fil-A, and you're like, no, I don't want Chick-fil-A. Tonight, I said something about Chipotle, and you're like, no, I don't want Chipotle.
I said, don't ask me. I don't care. Just get whatever. I'll be fine.
So what is fast food? Are we talking McDonald's, Arby's, Chick-fil-A? Something that
you
don't have to sit down
at. You can pick it up
so and grab it and take it home. Chipotle, if you order Jimmy John's. Honestly, I don't know what you would pick first. I feel like you just go with whatever we want.
Well, you think about it. Well, that may be the answer then. But see, the problem is we have children. We can never get fast food for you. I always have to get fast food for us. And so...
But it doesn't mean... What is the question? All right,
let's change the question for a minute. The kids are at their aunt's house, which never happens. But whatever. They're somewhere else for that night. And tonight, it's just us. And I'm coming home from work, and you want me to pick up some fast food. What should it be?
Well, it's all about the craving. You can't pick that even right now.
Okay. Then should we skip this question?
Oh, I got it.
For me?
I'm supposed to guess you.
I don't know if we need to write this one down. I can't think of anything. If it was like everyone that we could all sort of agree on, and you'd be okay with, I think Chipotle is probably a pretty typical one.
That would not be my pick. I am anti-Chipotle
for the past month or so, yeah.
Yeah.
Prior to that.
I'd probably pick Jersey Mike's.
That's what I was going to say. If it was just for just you and not the kids also.
And me and Nora.
Well, yeah.
Just Kyla doesn't want it.
Okay, so what would you guess for just me? What would I pick? I don't think there's a wrong answer here.
I thought you really liked Chick-fil-A, and then I kept suggesting it, and you didn't want it. So Chick-fil-A's then I was fine. But what if I said Chipotle or Jimmy John's?
Lately, I've had more of a health-conscious mindset, and Chick-fil-A, easy.
Really? Sorry.
A little bit.
My face just warped.
It does. It's like smooshed into like a sphincter face.
Butt face.
And so, like, when you say Chick-fil-A, I'm thinking, well, that's a fried chicken sandwich and fries, which is good. Don't get me wrong. It's just,
Got it.
Chipotle, I'm more okay with because I think it's a little healthier. A sandwich can be a little healthier. I don't know. But none of them are, honestly, there's honestly not that much fast food that's really all that exciting to me. Food that, like, would excite me is, like, going to, like, a real Mexican restaurant. And sitting down. Not like Taco Bell or something. Or Chipotle.
Or never. Kyla's going to be like twitting in. Or be like, hey, you want to go to a Mexican restaurant? She's going to be like, hell no. Hate that cheese.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Your spouse asks you to grab them a treat from the store on your way home. What do you buy? Don't ask me any more qualifying questions because that's all the information I have.
Okay, I'm guessing that if you wanted me to get you something that was a treat. I don't know. Like, this is... can we specify if it's candy or not candy?
No, we cannot specify.
Ugh. Okay, well, if I'm guessing what you're saying, I would say that you're going to either say an apple, a pecan, or a pumpkin pie, or...
Whoa. You write the things down.
Or... What?
Then I guess what you wrote.
For me? For you?
So I'm writing down what I would get you. You write down what you would get me, and then I guess to see if you're right, and you guess to see if I'm right. We're on question 12 now.
I'm or so 13. Confused.
All right. Your spouse says, hey, can you grab me a treat from the store on your way home? What would you get me?
Pie or... Reese cups.
Write it down, and then I guess what I say, and then see if you're right.
But you just asked me!
That's how the fucking game works.
Well, I already told you.
I would guess that you would say pie or Reese cups.
You're right. Congratulations.
What kind of pie?
It depends. If it was fall, probably pumpkin. If it was other time,
I would never apple pick pumpkin. Then.
Fine, apple!
Yeah, apple. Is a top tier pie.
Or pecan.
Pecan's top tier. What else you got? There's one more. One more list.
And it's not pumpkin?
Not pumpkin. Pumpkin's fine, but I don't like...
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Yeah, that's up there. Good job. All right, so what would you say? What would you want me to pick you up? Because I had two ideas of things.
Tell me what you had.
No. You guess. Or you tell me what you would want, and then I'll tell you if these are right. Or if I said the same thing.
I feel like we switched up the game. I don't understand this anymore.
Yeah.
I would say either peanut M&Ms or cookies.
Oh, okay. I didn't put cookies. I did put peanut M&Ms, but I also put carrot cake.
Well, of course. I like carrot cake, but...
So you're saying I was right?
Sure.
Yeah. Hooray.
I mean, I like anything sweet at this point in time of my life.
There are certain times where you are really into sweets and other times when you are not. You are into sweets right now.
It's funny, though, because I didn't really have any major sweets today, and I'm fine. Although I'm drinking, and it's sugar. All right, moving on.
Moving along. What's your spouse's worst habit? My worst habit. So I would say you're going to think my worst habit is peeing on the seat. Or the floor, or the whatever, the toilet.
That was the thing that bothered me.
All right. Pee dribbles is not the worst. Am I supposed
to tell you?
Yeah, that was my guess of what you would say about me.
It's cleaning off your teeth with your effing fingernail.
That's my worst habit.
I hate it.
Is keeping my dental hygiene.
It's a toothbrush. Use your toothbrush.
But when I'm sitting on the couch, I don't have a toothbrush.
Then get up and go brush your teeth.
That's really the worst thing.
I hate it.
But I don't think that's a bad habit. It's just something that annoys you.
Or chewing on your fingers. It's a bad habit.
Chewing on my fingers, I'll give you, that's a bad habit.
Sticking your fingers in your mouth and wiping off your teeth. Do you want our kids to do it?
Not in public, but at home it doesn't bother me.
That is not a good habit. It's germ spreading and it's gross.
How is it germ spreading?
Because you're putting your fingers in your fucking mouth.
Well, okay. Then chewing on your fingernails does that too. And that's...
You chew on your fingers too!
I agree that one's bad.
It's but all bad.
I don't agree that brushing my teeth is bad.
Mouth sound. It's not a brush. It's a fingernail. You're fingering your teeth.
Cleaning my teeth.
You're fingering your teeth.
No, that would be like... Just like... No, I'm
that's
cleaning...
fingering your mouth.
I'm cleaning my teeth.
No.
Fine. Well, potato, tomato on this one.
No. That's your worst habit. It's disgusting. And it drives me fucking
What did crazy. I say that I thought you were going to say? All right. So what do you think I would say is your worst habit?
I don't know. There's so many. I have no clue. You'll probably say that, like, I leave my laundry in the washing machine too long.
Nope.
I
don't give a shit about that at all.
Watch TV too much. I say bad words too much.
I don't think so.
Just tell me what you wrote.
I put a lot of TV. I just think that's a bad habit.
But I'm reading more.
That's true.
F off.
No, that is great. Reading is great. I'm just answering honestly. Don't get mad.
So annoying.
What is annoying?
That you have, like, you have these parameters for me.
I don't have parameters.
Yes, you do.
I'm just, like, answering the questions.
I don't like just to clean, but if I turn on a little bit of TV and engage myself in something while I'm cleaning, it makes me more interested in doing it. If not, I just want to fall asleep.
No. That's the part I don't care about. If you want to go into this, I can. But the things that with TV you do that bother me are when we're all around and you're watching TV on your phone, or when you are too tired to sit with me on the couch and do anything, watch TV or whatever, then you go upstairs and watch TV on your phone for like
it's
an extra...
Because I wake up.
It's because.
But I do.
All right, Harry Carey.
I get up. I go upstairs. I have to wash my face, brush my teeth. I put my lotion on. I go to the bathroom, and I wake up.
Okay, and then I sit there for a little while. And hang out with me.
But then I would just come down here and fall asleep again.
I know. It's okay.
But it's not. Apparently, it's really chafing your peen.
Chafing my peen. All right. Next question. Between the two of you, who will your spouse say is the bigger pack rat? Do you think it's me or do you think it's you? Do I think it's me or do I think it's you? What do you think?
So wait, I'm supposed to say what you think.
Yeah.
You think it's me.
I do think it's you, Amy.
I also think it's me. I'm aware of this habit.
You were right. You are the bigger pack rat. But honestly, like, what are the things that you're pack ratting? I mean, it's a lot of like family memento type stuff. And then all the things you buy online and then take forever to send back. But that's not really pack rat.
No, I get rid of that stuff.
We don't really pack rat like the kids' art stuff or much from school. A couple things, but not really that much. Mostly historic.
Listen, when I like, moved my office upstairs, I got rid of a lot of stuff. I still have some stuff, but it's stuff that's important to me and I'm not going to get rid of it. But we're talking like 4 or 5
family smaller memento boxes type now. Stuff. Yeah.
It's not fine. Crazy.
I don't think that's even really pack ratty.
I was, and I do sometimes. I have moments.
Yeah. Honestly, if we extended it beyond the two of us, I would say both of our children are the pack rats. They want to save everything. It's like you can have some random piece of mail trash, and then you just, the kids can be 3 rooms away, and you can just say, ooh, who wants this? You don't have to say what it is, and they'll both come running like, I want it. You give it to one of them, the other one will be upset for the next hour that they didn't get whatever the trash was that you had.
That's true.
So they are the mega pack rats. All right. What is your lover's biggest shopping addiction? So I think you should write down for you and for what I'm going to say about me and what you're going to say about you. Maybe that's how we should do this from now on. This is a hard one to answer for me. And I have reasons why.
I have a very specific answer for you, and I feel very confident in it.
I do too. So hopefully it's the same one. Go ahead. What did you say for me?
I said those 3D, like the plastic rolls. Whatever they're called, ABS stuff.
Filament.
Yeah, filament was the answer.
That is correct. Because I have a side hustle thing with deals on 3D printing stuff. We often find amazing deals. 3D printing supplies and filament is one of those expendable things. Anyways, no one cares.
Correct.
But I do buy a lot, even though I don't use near as much, and I've got a stockpile to last me my entire life. So good guess. For you, I was trying to think of, like, you buy a lot of clothes, but you don't keep most of your clothes. You send most of them back. So it's like, you don't really, it's a shopping addiction to buy, but then you ship most of it back. But to narrow it down, I picked shoes, but you don't really buy and keep that many shoes. You just buy a lot of shoes and send the majority of them back.
I would have said skin stuff. I spend a lot of money on skin stuff.
Yeah, I'm probably not aware of all that, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I actually keep it. I don't send as much of that back.
You are a bit protective of what you spend on that kind of thing. You try and withhold that information from me, I feel like. Is that true?
It's not withholding. I just purchase it because I have money, and I buy it because I want my skin
We have money.
Blah, blah, blah. Right.
So what did you write down for you? I wrote shoes, and you said skin stuff? Okay. All right. We're on number 17. When we get to number 20, we might take a break or stop. I don't know what. 17 is, what is your spouse's worst habit? That's the same one. The same question as 14. Like, word for word. We're skipping that one.
I don't hear it again.
What's the name of your spouse's ex?
How many names?
Man, I cannot think of the name that I'm thinking of.
I mean, I guess there were other, whatever.
Easy.
Jacques Cousteau.
I don't remember. All right. So what I said for you?
My boyfriend was light beer.
Your ex was light beer. I couldn't think of the name of your boyfriend. I wanted to hear your ex. I was thinking like Caleb.
Yeah, that was Caleb.
Caleb. Sorry, I kept thinking like Kalen, but I know that was actually Bob's ex. So, anyways, yours was Caleb. Nailed it.
Yours was Ashley. All
right. Good job. Well done. What did the husband wear on the first date?
I don't even have a clue. This is not worth asking. You won't know what I wore either.
I have no clue, but I would guess cargo shorts and a polo shirt.
Yeah, no idea.
All right, skip that. How many dates did it take before you kissed?
Probably the first one.
Like, what would you consider our first date? How about that? That's a question.
I don't remember. I know we went to some bar and listened to your friends.
Is your entire relationship based on alcohol intake?
Yes!
No, it's not. But
we were much better off when we were drinking more often.
Easy.
I mean, when we were actually technically dating, yes.
What was our first date?
I remember going with you to your friend's. Like, she was singing at some bar.
Oh, was it like Liz?
Sure.
Singing karaoke? Not karaoke. Maybe it was karaoke. I don't remember. What's her name song? She has a very like scratchy voice.
Yes. Wait, I almost had it.
Ella Dean or Etta, Etta May.
Stop.
Etta May. Sounds
just
pretty
stop
close.
Talking.
Okay. This is great podcast material.
Oh my god, if you just...
If I be quiet. I feel like it was...
Bobby Ray. Is that it?
Bobby Ray?
Bobby McGee.
Bobby McGee? Who sings that, though?
I don't know. She did that night.
Mama McGee?
Wasn't that what it was?
Hey, Google. Who sings Bobby McGee?
By Janis Joplin.
Joplin.
Nope.
No. Hey, can we go back a minute? Spouse's worst habit. When Google asks a question and not waiting for the fucking beep. That's an annoying habit that you have. Oh my god, it drives me crazy. Because it's like there's an obvious pause and a beep before you can respond. And she has no patience for that. It's just say no immediately. And then it's like, then it'll just do whatever it wants. And it's ridiculous. Every damn time. So I have to be like on the ready to answer the question.
It's not really that important.
I know, but it's one of the pet peeve things. All right.
Anyway, the first date. That's one of the dates, first dates that I remember.
I believe
that.
I
know we went to the ski club party, but we were not dating.
That was not a date, yeah.
And I know I came to your house after that. That was the first time.
After the ski club?
Yeah. That was one of the first times that we were like...
I didn't have a house at the time.
You said your apartment.
Oh, my apartment, yeah.
Your apartment. That you were like interested, kind of, and I pursued you. And I came over to your apartment.
Who said that?
Apartment, huh?
You pursued me or I pursued you?
I did. Huh? Like, I came over to your apartment.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
I feel like we sat out on the deck and, like, spit. Like, we're trying to see who could spit further.
Why do you make us sound like we are, like, Kentucky hillbillies?
Because we are.
So we made out in the parking lot. We listened to Bobby McGee and then practiced spitting into the woods.
Don't you kind of remember that? No.
No, I don't. I do not remember that. I would have guessed our first date had something to do with walking in the pool at the local university on a walk back from a bar.
I remember that too. I don't know what that, but I don't think that was a first date. I think that was a little bit
later.
It may
have been. Back from the rights, but it's no longer there. All right.
It's it's just not full.
It's closed. We'll take that offline. Hey, this has been fun.
That's it. We're wrapping it up. It's the end.
This is a good end to this episode. If we want to record more, we can release a later episode.
Why is this a good end?
Because it's an hour.
It's a long effing time that we just talked about ourselves, and it was not that engaging.
And I think everyone learned a lot.
Nobody really
wants to
know this.
If you learned anything... please feel free to send me a text and, you will win a prize.
Hey, if our young ladies ever watch or listen to this someday, just know we love you always. And you are number one in our lives, which is why we don't have any super fun present stories that we talk about with us.
Anything else you want to say there?
Nope, that's confusing as it is.
We should interview the kids more for one of these. Normally, I used to have like a kids interview at the end of these episodes. I don't have that yet.
Yep.
We can do that. Hey, almost happy Thanksgiving. Is it like 9 minutes until Thanksgiving?
Does that mean we have to go to bed? I'm actually awake tonight. That rarely happens.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to We Used to Be Fun. We'll, hear you, see you on the flippity flop.
Yep. Yep. Rock on.
Was that like a Ewok? Goodbye. Yep. Yep.
Is that what they say?
It was more like yub nub, but that's close enough. Bye.
Bye.